Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks with Wall Street Reporter. And today I'm speaking with Jim Hitchin. He's the CEO of Spectra Sciences, which trades on the bulletin board. The stock symbol is SCIE. Jim, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off, if we can get like an overview of Spectra Sciences products. I know you've developed some really interesting cancer diagnostics technologies, which are just coming to market right now.
Yes, we have FDA approved and EU, European Union approval, to sell a device that literally can detect cancer within 2 seconds with 96% accuracy. The way it works is we use a small fiber optic probe that goes inside, for instance, the colon, and when the doctor sees something he's not sure about, he touches the tissue, hits a foot switch, and he gets a green light or red light saying the tissue is normal or suspect. And again, that is with 96% accuracy. So we're selling that currently. We've developed the algorithm for use in the colon, and the one that we're really excited about is for use in the esophagus, looking for precancers.
So this is essentially, you have a technology platform that can be extended to various cancers. Is that the idea?
The idea is if we can get our optical probe to any orifice in the body, we can detect whether the tissue is normal or abnormal. And we're covered, by the way, Jack, with 60 patents worldwide on this technology. It's called laser-induced fluoroscopy. One of the things that we'd like to develop later this year is for use in the lung, because lung cancer is such a huge killer. Being able to detect cancers early means your chances of survival are going to be quite a bit higher.
Okay, now how does your sort of diagnostic compare with what's on the market right now? What are the sort of benefits that your technology would offer versus current offerings?
Well, there's nobody on the market that does what we do. We're the only company that has this highly patented technology. Just give you an example. For instance, in the esophagus, if you have acid reflux or GERD, gastroesophageal reflux, every day for 5 years or more, you have to be scoped. They put an endoscope inside your esophagus, and they randomly remove tissue from four quadrants. And they come up 2 centimeters, and they randomly remove tissue again in four quadrants. Now, that has to be sent off to pathology, and if they find a problem, you've got to come back again for a second expensive procedure. Whereas with our device, optically, you just kind of walk the optical probe around, touching various spots, and you get green light, you can tell the patient, you're fine, go home.
And then, okay, so there's basically no surgical.
That's right. Sure. You avoid the bleeding, and you avoid the chance of infection. And, of course, you can do an optical procedure in 10 minutes instead of 40 minutes. So it's a great time convenience.
So essentially this, you're kind of fitting into the way the world is moving towards lower cost, healthcare.
Exactly. Lower cost, but more important, better patient care. Instead of randomly removing maybe 20 samples out of your esophagus to send them off to pathology, only to find that they were okay, that's a great, great cost savings.
Okay. So besides obviously the better comfort, obviously there's no, you don't have all the pain involved in with a surgical procedure, what's the actual cost benefit? What's the cost savings here?
Well, the cost saving is multiple. It's not only in time. For instance, if you can do it optically in 10 minutes instead of 40 minutes, the doctor can squeeze in another procedure and make more revenue. That's good for him. The avoidance of pathology cost is thousands of dollars of having someone take a look at the tissue samples to try and determine if it's precancerous or not. And, of course, the cost that you mentioned of the pain that you have from having your throat ripped out, that's a big benefit to the patient.
Right. Now, but in terms of like on a dollar level, like what is your procedure cost versus the traditional process?
I think it's quite a bit less just because of the time. The biggest problem doctors have in these procedures is time. Mm-hmm. They just have to go so slowly to try and get these tissue samples because they can't see pre-cancer. So it's just a time-consuming thing that they're able to avoid.
And your technology is as accurate as, you know, sort of the traditional methods?
Actually, it's more accurate. It's quite well known that, I keep using the esophageal example, but it's quite well known that since they cannot see anything, there's no bumps or blips in there, that they have to randomly take samples. Random is means 50-50 chance. So with our device, you eliminate that chance, that randomness, so to speak, and you can get right on target.
Okay. Now, I should ask, what is your device sell for?
We sell for $60,000. And the cost is about $15,000.
Okay. In other words, your cost to manufacture?
Yes, our cost to manufacture.
Okay. So it's a pretty decent margin. Do you have ongoing revenues potential from these devices as well?
Yes, the optical probe that I mentioned before is a disposable, and they're used one time per patient, and then a new one is used.
Okay, so what kind of revenues could you expect to see on an ongoing basis from that sort of?
It definitely is the razor blade model. Revenue income in 3 years is pretty much all coming from the probes and not from the devices.
Okay. And what kind of revenues per procedure could?
$200 per optical probe.
Okay. So definitely it looks like a pretty good razor blade model.
Yes, it is. And of course it's a proven model that's worked very well in many other medical devices.
How big would you say is the global market for your technology right now?
Well, it's certainly in the billions of dollars. The cancer market is huge. People trying to detect cancer earlier, because we all know that's the holy grail. If you can get cancer earlier, you're going to live longer. So the ability to find these things quicker and at lower cost and with more accuracy than what's currently being done certainly means it's in the billion-dollar range.
Okay. I think it's also interesting that, you know, while obviously there's this huge focus on cost savings, you know, within today's healthcare environment, but actually, you know, with this optical diagnostic, there's a massive difference in it's more of a quality of life issue and greater comfort. You know, no surgical procedure involved, so it looks like that's a key differentiator.
That's correct. I think the winner here is in three cases. One is they're able to do the procedure faster with more accuracy, more certainty, higher what we call sensitivity. Certainly the second one is better patient care. You know, the do no patient harm saying comes into play here. And finally is the cost. Certainly the cost in the speedier procedure and the cost avoidance of expensive pathology. And if the pathologist finds a precancer, you've got to go back in and have another second expensive procedure. So that's being avoided.
Jim, one thing I forget to ask, what is the name of your product?
It's called the WaveStat.
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 Okay, and right now, to get a sense of the market worldwide, how many of these procedures, right now you're approved for the esophagus, right?
And the colon.
And the colon, okay. Now, how many of these procedures are performed worldwide right now?
Well, the colon procedures are probably on the order of 50 million. 50 million?
50.
Yes. And the esophageal on the order of 10 million. That's a procedure. In the colon, you don't know if something's happening, and people tend to delay that procedure. But in the esophagus, if you have acid reflux or GERD every day, you know something's wrong. So you're going to go in and have a doctor take a look at that.
So there's 60 million, cancer diagnostic tests performed for both of these areas each year right now?
Worldwide, yes.
Worldwide, okay. And obviously you're hoping to capture a piece of that market at $200 a procedure.
Correct.
Okay, sounds pretty compelling. Now, how are you marketing the WaveStat right now, and in what markets? I understand you're also you're doing a lot of business in Europe.
We do. We've concentrated on Europe because it's such an easy market to get into as compared to the U.S. market, where you have to have FDA approval. Now, we're in the final stages of doing a study to get the FDA approval for use in the esophagus. But in Europe, we are approved already for that. So with that approval, we wanted to generate revenues as fast as possible, and we launched the product just 6 months ago into the European market.
Okay, and how is that going? What kind of results are you getting in Europe?
It's just beginning, and our revenues are beginning. I think this quarter we'll report doubling over last quarter, which wasn't much because it was the beginning. But I see us doing probably several $100,000 this first year, and probably in the several $1 million next year. And the reason for that fast growth is it's a very, very serious problem trying to find these precancers, because you just can't see them with a naked eyeball, which is the current technology.
And how are you marketing the WaveStat? Do you have distribution partners?
Yes, we do. We have distribution partners now in 7 European countries. We'll add several more here shortly, and we'll be expanding into South America and the Far East also. It's very quite interesting. Esophageal cancer, for instance, is the number one cancer in Scotland of all places. So that's going to be a very big market for us.
Okay. Now, one thing I wasn't clear on, your FDA status in the U.S. Is what?
It's for the use in the colon.
In the colon, okay.
Yes.
And you're expecting to get approval for the esophagus sometime?
Later this year we should have it.
Later this year.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not selling the WaveStat in the U.S. right now?
No, we think the European market is a faster road to revenue, which is why we're focusing all of our efforts there.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Where do you see Spectra Sciences 3 years from now? What will the company look like?
Well, I think we'll be certainly in the $100 million plus range, quite a large, I think, well-respected cancer detecting device. When we have developed the software algorithms for lung cancer, we're currently developing software application for use in the stomach and also in what's called irritable bowel disease. That's also in the colon. When those algorithms are finished in the next few months, we'll launch those products, and of course we'll be able to sell that as a software upgrade to those people that have already bought the existing machine. So the machine is a platform, and the software is an ongoing add-on to increase our revenues.
Okay. Can you give us sort of a snapshot of the financial picture, of the company? Do you have enough cash going forward to get the break even?
Yes, we have a little over $1 million in cash, and of course our gross margins are quite high. So every time we sell a device, we add quite a bit of cash to the bottom line. So we're confident that we'll be in a profitable position within a couple of quarters, and that will of course turn the corner.
Okay. So essentially, the company's kind of at an inflection point right now where you're already getting products to market. You have some revenues coming in.
That's right, Jack. I would say so.
Okay. What are some of the milestones that investors could look forward to over the next 12 months? Like, what are some of the things that we could track?
Well, I think you can see quarter-over-quarter revenue increasing, and our focus is totally on revenue. But certainly the filing of the application to the FDA for approval will be an important milestone. And then establishing the product in the Far East will be very important. Turns out that esophageal and stomach cancers are really a big deal in the Far East, a very big, horrific problem. So we expect to be quite successful there.
Okay. And, finally, let's close off by asking you, Wall Street Reporter's famous question that we like to pose to every CEO. Why should investors consider your stock today?
I think because we've got the first breakthrough product for cancer detection. We have something that's helping people's lives. And by working with the company, by being part of the company, I think they'll be supporting what we're trying to do to, all of us have had someone close to us that had cancer, and to be able to find that earlier and extend their lives, I think, is critically important.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to following your progress in the months ahead.
All right, thank you, Jack.